I'm Teresa Turner, and I live near Guelph in Ontario, Canada, and I'm here with Friends of the Earth Canada, and also with the International Oil Working Group, and with the new group called Eco-Socialist Horizons.
Okay. And so you're out here today at Speaker's Corner holding a Canadians Blame Canada banner. Could you talk a little bit about what your message is and why Canadians should be blaming Canada and what for?
Well, first of all, Canadians Blame Canada comes from the famous South Park television series where any problem arises, they sing Blame Canada. And I just wish I could sing it for you, but I can't. The problem, of course, is that the current Stephen Harper Conservative government in Ottawa that got in with a tiny fraction of the popular vote is running an oil company campaign. And basically it's a tar sands oil company government, not only in Ottawa but also in the province of Alberta. And as a lot of people know, there's a lot of oil in the tar sands. It's the dirtiest oil in the world. And if that oil is produced maximally, we will have game over in terms of our livable world. So it's an ecocidal issue. And the Canadian delegation here at Durban at the Conference of the Parties number 17 has excluded all the opposition groups. It's basically just an oil company front presence trying to delay, disturb, disrupt, distort the science, the popular interest, and promoting from every side the continuation of business as usual with a little bit of a green patina. And this is disastrous for Indigenous people, for the descendants of settlers who are small farmers up and around the Athabasca tar sands, and the tar sands around Peace River, where I'm from originally, where my family lives. We are threatened with land grabs, with a big pipeline electricity corridor right through Alberta, where the government is seizing land without compensation or appeal. Maybe as many as 14 nuclear plants, and of course the devastating threat of the Gateway pipeline. We have had a temporary victory with the XL pipeline being stalled. We do hope it's killed completely, but we now have to turn our attention to the Gateway pipeline, which is going to cut through the Indigenous territories of many, many groups, unceded territory, many rivers, a very delicate ecosystem, and then it's going to attract a lot of oil tankers to the Sunshine Coast of British Columbia, which is a notoriously dangerous coast for ocean-going vessels, which is why there's no large port there yet. And we can imagine then that there's going to be oil spills up and down that coast that will make the Exxon Valdez and the BP Gulf oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that began last April 2010 look like child's play. It's going to ruin the fishing. It's going to ruin that whole coast area. And of course, because the waters are international, they're global. This is a global issue. So the Canadians by far want an end to this kind of government that supports big oil, that supports fossil fuel, global atmospheric pollution, and is really about ecocide.
Just as a Canadian here, it seems like there's a lot of people talking about Canada's position. What have people's reactions been when you tell them that you're from Canada? Have they been mentioning to you what they think of the Canadian government? Or
they say, what are you doing to stop the Canadian government from being such a blocking blockhead kind of government? What are you doing to stop the Canadian government lobbying in the European Union to overthrow the European Union's excellent position that they don't want to buy dirty oil? What are you doing to stop the Canadian government from lobbying in Ottawa to try and overturn the U.S. government's position that they will not allow government and especially military authorities to purchase dirty oil from the tar sands? So Canadians are mobilized, and what we have to do is make that mobilization effective in Ottawa.
And just one last question. There's been a lot of talk about what can and can't come out of COP17. For you, what would be the best case scenario of at the end of these 2 weeks that the world walks away from COP17? What would you like to see?
I think it was obvious 2 years ago at COP15 in Copenhagen, and this was strengthened in Cancun last year, and here it's very strong, that we have lost faith in the possibility that the governments are ever going to come up with a global regime that will save the planet. Therefore, civil society, as we saw at the Cochabamba conference in April of 2010 and subsequent mobilizations, we have developed our own program. And through the Arab Revolution, through the Occupy the World movement, we are trying to articulate and impose this program. And the key thing is to shut down big oil.